County's Bicentennial Committee presents the Bicentennial Journal, stories celebrating the rich history of Monroe County.
This is my Monroe County story. I'm Andy Graham. I had the pleasure and privilege as a sports writer at the Herald Times to cover the 1997 Bloomington High School North Cougars, who posted Bloomington's first state title in 78 years and did so in the final season of the traditional unique Indiana tournament all-inclusive format, where all the schools in the state participated in the same tournament rather than essentially four separate tournaments, which is what we have now. Part of the all-inclusive format was a Final Four press conference. All the coaches and all the teams gather. The state media was looking at the Bloomington North roster and became aware that represented on the roster were families from Sudan, Mali, Indonesia, Malaysia. And so one of the questions directed to the North players involved diversity. How did you guys find unity in diversity with a lineup of folks from different places? And Matt Reed, one of the North players, piped up and said, actually, you have to understand that these are all Indiana kids. They all grew up here in Bloomington. Heck, my brother and I are the only real foreigners on the team. We're from Unionville. And that got a laugh out of everybody. But it was true that the North team represented a cosmopolitan community that we have here in Bloomington. And it also was a very tough team. I think that Matt Reed was one of the people who exemplified that. The season before, during a last-second win at Bloomington South where he tipped in the game winner, he did so with a fractured C7 vertebrae. He was technically playing with a broken neck that people didn't realize until after the game. During the state title game in 1997, he dived on the floor in the first quarter after a loose ball and embedded two teeth in the court and lost them, picked them up, handed them to a teammate on the bench. And those two teeth currently reside in a Ziploc bag that he keeps inside a copy of Bob Hamill's book documenting the 1997 season in Indiana called Hoosiers Classified, which I highly recommend if you haven't read it. North was a very good defensive team and was a very balanced team. Queth Dewaney's 14.4 scoring average was the highest on the team. But it clearly possessed the characteristics of a potential state champion, and that was maybe never more clear during the only loss that the 28-1 team suffered, and that was on January 11th up at Anderson in the fabulous Wigwam, which unfortunately now is sitting idle. But Anderson won the game in overtime, 81-76, but Bloomington North was playing without Jeremy Sensabaugh, who was later the Final Four MVP. He was suffering from the flu. And on the way home, Coach Tom McKinney gathered his staff on the bus and asked them what they had learned from the game. And Assistant Coach Tom Bowers said, well, we learned we could beat this whole dang state. And that was true because Anderson was one of the most talented teams in the state. North went on from there. They beat Decatur Central on February 12th. They doubled up the score on them. It was the first game Bloomington North was ranked number one. February 28th started the state tournament sequence. Maybe its closest call during the state tournament sequence was the 48-39 overtime win over city rival South then of Bedford North Lawrence. And after that, the South and Edgewood fans really climbed on the North bandwagon because they understood that the Cougars possessed the capacity to go all the way. Another great game during the tournament sequence was down at the venerable Roberts Stadium in Evansville. North beat New Albany in what was elite, really high caliber Hoosier Hysteria hoops. And then the title game, after beating Kokomo in the semifinal, North beat Delta. I'll always remember at the tail end of that game, Coach McKinney pointing up to the ceiling of the Hoosier Dome. He was saying hello to his dad, his late father, whom he had discussed when starting his coaching career about really wanting to win a state title. Tom won most of his games. He had a 7-12 career winning percentage. He's a Hall of Famer. Had some other great teams, but he obviously always had a soft spot for that 1997 team. And he talks about that team during the class he teaches now. It's the history of Indiana high school basketball. I think it's very appropriate that Tom McKinney, who coached what some would consider the last true state champion, is telling students about that and conveying the importance of the old state tournament and what that meant to people here in the state, to students over at IU, even as we speak.
Join us next week for another edition of the Monroe County Bicentennial Journal.